there are a lot of mixed motives in all of the factional fighting around Syria. But what comes through clearly is the United States, we're reevaluating policies. And I think you're going to see us go into Syria with combat multipliers, with airstrikes, once suitable intelligence is there. I think it's very clear from General Dempsey's comments yesterday that we don't anticipate giving ISIS a sanctuary.
But how do you not give them a sanctuary without going against the thing, General Clark, that this president has made a key part of his legacy, which is, I am the president who got America out of two wars. That is what he ran on. That is what he has done. And now, not only is it the possibility of whatever word you'd like to use, but military involvement in one of the countries he supposedly got this country out of.
Well, I think what the president's going to say is he's the president of the United States who's working to keep America safe from terrorists.
Yeah.
And that's why he took out Osama bin Laden, and that's why he's going to go after ISIS. They are a threat. They do. But Aaron, the key thing here is the United States is not going to do this alone. We've got to get our regional allies in there. And I want to see the Saudis show some leadership here. They're, after all, the one country in the region that is the most threatened, because how could you have an Islamic caliphate if you don't control Mecca and Medina? So one way or another, that IS is coming after the Saudis, and they need to take action now to go after the IS. Not stand back, go after it now.